Breakfast with Refilwe Moloto on Cape Talk.
Okay. I was very clear that I don't want to give you any opinion today on the Sona, but there's one thing that came up in Sona yesterday, and it is the announcement of our intention to create a sovereign wealth fund. Now, if you know anything about the business that I do, sovereign wealth funds are my business, like, and national pension funds and official institutions of that nature. But take a listen to the president's announcement here.
National Treasury and the Reserve Bank are working together to ease pressure on business and consumers. We decided to establish a sovereign wealth fund as a means to preserve and grow the national endowment of our nation, giving practical meaning to the injunction that the people shall share in the country's wealth. We are also proceeding with establishment of a state bank as part of our effort to extend access to financial services to all South Africans. The Minister of Finance will provide details on this in his budget.
Okay. I don't have time to handle both the State Bank and the Sovereign Wealth Fund in this particular segment, but just to start with, a definition of a sovereign wealth fund is a state-owned investment fund or entity which comprises pools of money derived from a country's reserves. Those reserves are generally funds that are set aside for the investment that benefit the country. But generally, there is, when you create a sovereign wealth fund, there is a mechanism for collecting the revenue, and it's usually on the back of, as the president highlights, our national endowment of our nation. And then there is a mechanism for spending it. And that is, for example, if you are Angola and you have your sovereign wealth fund and you say, because we produce oil and we have a state oil company called Sonangol, we are going to take $10 for every barrel of oil that we sell, and we're going to put that away in our savings. And then you have a mechanism, for example, the sovereign, the FSDEA, which is the Fundo Soberano de Angola, and that's their sovereign wealth fund. And then you're going to say, we're going to have some listed investments, and we're going to have some direct investments that are going to be divided as such. The first thing is, I'd like the president to point me toward the national endowment that is under the management of the state currently. I know that we have platinum, I know that we have gold, but none of it is actually currently under our management. It belongs either to Implats or Amplats. It belongs to AngloGold, who, by the way, have sold their gold. They also don't find it worth digging up. And actually, our reserves are very low on the gold front. So the first question is, we haven't really thought through around where exactly we're going to get this national endowment. If you're talking about taking it from a transfer of funds from the members of the citizens by forcing us, for example, to put money away from our own savings, then that's a national savings fund or a social security fund, and that's something very different. However, I don't believe that it is necessarily available within our pockets, considering how much we are taxed. The second thing is, the governance of sovereign wealth funds is incredibly important, and I'm not actually certain that this government has actually proven to us that we can trust them with the governance of a yet another state-owned entity that is simply supposed to play around with money. And I feel very strongly that as much as it's very sexy, and we've seen this on the continent post the commodities boom, we saw it coming out of Uganda, we saw it coming out of Ghana, we saw the attempt by it in Kenya. These are ego announcements when it comes to sovereign wealth funds, and they are incredibly difficult to pull together. And I feel also very strongly that it's very, very dangerous to put a separate pot of money aside that might be available to sticky fingers.